Welcome to Sports at Large. This week marks the nation's Bacchanal, the annual festival of food, festivities, and frizzante, otherwise known as Super Bowl week. From now until roughly midnight next Sunday, Americans will give their thinking caps a rest and zero in on what is important. Which multi-million dollar 30 or 60 second TV ad will folks be talking about Monday? The Super Bowl, you know, the game itself, has over the years become secondary to the hoopla that surrounds it. Think not? Here's a question. Who is the starting quarterback of the NFC team playing Sunday? Now, here's another question. Who is the halftime performer? If you know the answer to the second, and not the first, then you're part of the problem. But to smiling Roger Goodell, the NFL's commissioner, and the modern-day Bacchus, who presides over this circus, there is no problem. Everything that happens this week will be as it should be. And who can argue? Sunday's game will be, as always, the most watched telecast of the year in the United States. More than the Oscars, more than any streaming series, more than anything else, and it won't be close. Not surprisingly, the league is flush with cash. According to S&P Global, NFL revenues topped $23 billion in the last fiscal year, a 14% increase, while positioning the league to reach Goodell's long-stated goal of a $25 billion year, likely by 2027. In addition, each of the 32 franchises is valued at least $6 billion. In other words, it's good to be the king. And by just about every metric, the NFL rides high on the throne. But in many other metrics, the NFL's crown rides askance, and Goodell is likely to get roughed up this week when he faces the media for his annual State of the League address on a number of fronts. For instance, increasing numbers of games are being moved to foreign markets, like Europe, South America, and Australia. In addition, more game telecasts are being taken off free TV and cable, thus placing the NFL product out of the reach of millions of loyal fans and viewers. Even more damning is this. In a league where more than half the players are black, there are only 3 black head coaches. In the current hiring cycle, where there were 10 coaching openings, including one here in Baltimore, none of the first 8 hires were of color, with 2 more to fill. Meanwhile, the league held a moment of silence before a nationally streamed Thursday night game to honor Charlie Kirk, who was shot dead in September during a speaking event in Utah. 7 teams followed suit. Before his death, Kirk delivered a number of slurs directed at people of color. That's hardly something you'd think Goodell would want the NFL to be associated with. He also can't be thrilled that the name of New York Giants co-owner Steve Tisch shows up repeatedly in the Jeffrey Epstein files, a detail Tisch tried to explain away the other day. We know from experience that the NFL can throw a hell of a party. Maybe it's time we ask what happens in the cleanup. And that's how I see it for this week. You can reach us via email with your questions and comments at sportsatlarge@gmail.com and follow me on Blue Sky, Threads, and X at Sports at Large. Until next week, for all of us here and for producer Lisa Morgan, I'm Milton Kent. Thanks for listening. Enjoy the games.